Hello, hello. Welcome back to How to Learn a Language. I just wanted to record a very quick intro specifically for this podcast episode because, as you'll hear, I have uploaded this episode to YouTube without just the usual podcast like background, but actually with me talking. So if you want a more sort of, you know, personal face-to-face-ish type experience, then head over and catch this episode on YouTube. Otherwise, stay tuned. But I just wanted to record this intro so that you know when I'm talking about video, woo, you know that I know that this is still here too in audio only. So yeah, that is it. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
Ah, hello, hello. I'm so happy to be sharing this video with you. It's been so long since I did a kind of sit down, face to camera, talky video style here on YouTube. So yay, hello. For the past year or so now, yeah, just over a year, I've been sharing the podcast here, How to Learn a Language. And I was thinking, like, what is a way that I can kind of take that further? And I figured that I could talk to a camera instead of talk to the microphone. So here we are. So this is How to Learn a Language, but with video. Ah! And we have a great topic for a first topic back. We are going to talk about language dabbling, which I'm very much passionate about, slightly biased because I would consider myself a bit of a language dabbler myself, just a bit, you know, nothing serious, just a little bit, just I like languages just a little bit, you know. And so that's why we're going to talk about this. In particular, I want to talk about language dabbling and how it makes you a better polyglot. Mm-hmm. Because there is still a lot of people who would claim that learning one language at a time is the only way to become multilingual. And that's fine, but it's not the only way. It's one way, but it's not the only way. And so I'm a big fan, as I said, of language dabbling. So I want to just like fly a little flag in that corner and say, hey, if you like to dabble, if you enjoy learning multiple languages and you're not always like wanting to go all the way to high level fluency, then you are welcome. Your way of learning languages is completely valid and we're going to dig into it. So first up then, we better get a bit of a definition down. What is language dabbling? Language dabbling is when you learn some of a language without the pressure of fluency, right? So there's no rules when it comes to language dabbling. It's not like there has to be a certain amount of time or effort or anything like that. The only rule, if you want to call it that, is that you're enjoying yourself, because really, like, you know, all language learning should be fun, flexible and functional. If it's not, there's something misaligned and we need to adjust. But really, it's the same here. Your language dabbling falls into that same category of your language learning, and so it should be fun and functional and flexible. As for the specifics of what that looks like, there's also no real rules. It might be that you book one online class for a brand new language. It might be that you just pick up a book in the library or in a secondhand shop about a language you've never really heard of or thought about learning, but you know, you're curious enough to have a little look, have a little browse. It could be that you have a whole weekend dedicated to deep diving into one language that you've never learned before. There's so many ways that this can sort of happen, and there's really no right or wrong. The beauty here though is that because you don't have those goals, you don't have that aim towards fluency and therefore feeling like you have to do this and this and this and this and this, it feels much more freeing. So it allows you the space and the time to just explore much more openly. You're not feeling pressured or pressed to, you know, go down one path that might not be right for you. Because that commitment of learning to fluency, sometimes that can end up making us feel quite guilty if we don't end up getting to that point. You know, if we learn a language a little bit, we don't get fluent, we then feel like, well, I failed, that was a complete waste of time. And that's not really a very productive language learning environment we've just created for ourselves. So language dabbling allows you a bit more time and space to just explore freely. I love language dabbling, as I've said, no shame, because it can get a bit of a bad reputation in sort of language learning community where there is a lot of emphasis on fluency and speaking and goals and all of that stuff. The idea of just dabbling might feel like a waste of time, but really, I beg to disagree. As Fiona Apple would say, I would beg to disagree, but Bain disagrees with me. Firstly, time spent learning any language is never time wasted. Even if it's super passive, even if it's a language that you are dabbling in, it is all valid. Why? Because you never know where things might lead, right? It's really hard to predict that the language that you dabble in now, 5-10 years down the line, might become really significant in your life. We just don't know. We just don't know where this might lead. So it's never time wasted. And also, when you have that freedom a little bit more than when you've got those sort of fluency languages that you're aiming for, with a dabble language, when you're sort of free to explore, you might just find new activities, new methods, new tools that you wouldn't have found otherwise, right? That you can then apply to your main focus languages. So there's real room for like cross-pollination, can we call it that? Kind of applying the same techniques that you learn into your main focus stuff. So that's pretty cool too. And I would say most importantly for me, there's like 7,000 languages in the world. As much as I would love to, I'm never gonna have time to learn them all. So it's really a question of breadth or depth, and I'm all about the breadth. I wanna explore as much as I can, go to as many places as I can, learn as many languages as I can, and really try and explore the world, even if it's not always deep, deep, deep. Do you know what I mean? So you could go really, really deep with one language, totally valid. I'm not invalidating that when I say that language dabbling is great, right? Or you could kind of dabble across various languages and explore that way. They both are incredible and great ways to learn more about this world that we all live in. And if you find yourself kind of falling into that same camp of like, yeah, I am breadth, not depth, then yes, hello, fellow language dabbler. You may be wondering right now why it makes you a better polyglot. So let's talk about that. Before going to a country, I always like to learn a little bit of a language. So when I went to run Istanbul Marathon, I was like, yeah, finally got a chance to learn some Turkish. Let's go, let's do this. And as much as I actually quite fell in love with the language, I really enjoyed it, it's just not practical for me to keep learning at that same pace now that I'm home and now that there's more travel on the horizon and different languages are coming into importance and significance, you know? So it just doesn't make sense. Yet, as soon as I started dabbling in Hindi not long after coming back, I was like, ooh, the word for city, that sounds like Turkish. And so these connections that I wouldn't have otherwise found, I wouldn't have expected, I can see. And so I remember that word now for city in Hindi because I remember it from Turkish. So it's like, there's just these bridges. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And these bridges are exactly one of the huge benefits of language dabbling. When we learn a new language, we are adding to our linguistic repertoire, which is essentially a fancy way of saying the network of language in our brain. So I used to think that like there was a French box in my head, right? And that's where all the French lived. There was a Spanish box and the Spanish stuff lived in there. But really it's not like that. It's very much more like a network. So yeah, there's a French network, which is over here, but then there's a Spanish network and there's connections between the two. There's an Italian network up here and there's connections that cross over between those as well. So it's more of an open network than a closed box setup. And even if we have just a smattering of words, there is some huge benefit to that because we are expanding this network, right? We're finding those connections. Oh, city is the same in Hindi and Turkish. Ding! New connection formed. And being a polyglot means that you're able to comfortably use and switch between different languages. That's a much easier muscle to flex when you've actively been practicing it longer by, you know, not learning just one language at a time, but dabbling with multiple languages of different focuses and different priority levels. It's also a really useful tool because learning a language never ends, right? So you might get to a point where you feel, okay, this is a good stopping point, but then down the line, if you want to keep that language at that level, you're going to need to do some relearning, some maintenance, adding some new language to it, right? And if you've never learned more than one language at once, that's going to be a really intimidating task where you feel like you have to stop the language you're learning now to re-add some learning time for the old one. Whew, it's big, big pressure. Whereas if you've got used to the idea of multiple languages through a bit of dabbling, no pressure. You can do that really easy and effortlessly. You can easily, confidently add in a bit of extra time to revive those older languages with zero stress. Maybe a little bit of stress, but mostly zero stress. So if you are feeling pretty excited by the possibilities here, then yay, first of all, hello, fellow dabbler, woo. And really the easiest way to get started with this, if you've never done this before, never felt kind of like brave enough to do it, because it feels like there's such pressure that you have to do one language at a time, then the easiest way to get started is to quite simply set aside some separate time that doesn't interfere with your regular current language learning routine, right? So this could be just an hour on a weekend, an hour that you would normally be like doing housework or sat lounging around scrolling or whatever. Like, it's all good, you can skip that. You can do a bit of language dabbling. You're not gonna be missing out or getting in the way of your regular language learning routine. And so that's the way to do this. And no pressure applied, just, you know, pick a language, pick a time and explore. Let yourself be led by your own curiosity and your own intuition. So ask yourself what it is that you're curious to learn about and let that guide you. And also another recommendation here is to join Dabbler's Den. So this is a brand new monthly session that I host from January 2024. This is a chance for you to learn a new language every single month with me. We go live for a whole hour and this is new language to me too. We're just digging in. You get to vote to pick the language that we do next. And we explore, we see how much we can do in that 1 hour session. If you want the access to the recording, there is gonna be this growing vault of Dabbler's Den recordings. The Language Life is the way to go because the recordings are in Language Life. But the main sessions, the day and the time will change of the live sessions so that you have a chance to join wherever you are in the world. So you don't need to stay up to like 2 a.m. every single time, right? Because the day and the time will be changing around. So yeah, I would love to see you at the next Dabbler's Den. Our language for February 2024 has been chosen and it will be Maltese, which I'm very excited about because I've been to Malta once just for a few days, so I didn't really have the chance to learn much of the language, but I know there's lots of X's and Arabic influence and that's pretty much it. So I'm excited to see what else we're gonna learn about Maltese just in our hour together in Dabbler's Den for this month. All right, I will see you there. You can sign up at the link in the description, or you can head over to lindsaydoeslanguages.com/dabblersden to join and sign up now. And when you sign up, you'll be signed up for all of the monthly Dabbler's Den sessions. So you don't need to worry about re-signing every single month. You'll be done. You'll be all sorted. All right, yay! Excited to be back sharing videos here on YouTube, and I will see you in Dabbler's Den. Bye.